So that's the situation as Congress considers another extension of unemployment benefits. The benefits have already run out for the Washington state worker we will meet next. She spoke with Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network.
For Casey Lalonde, a trip back to the busted mill town of Cosmopolis near the Washington state coast is a trip down memory lane.
We are looking at the place where I used to work, the Cosmopolis pulp mill. Kind of a ghost town now, I think.
Lalonde spent 12 years here, operating heavy equipment and working in the scale shack. A union worker, she could pull down $80,000 a year with overtime.
I miss the money I made there, but I don't really miss the work.
Lalonde lost her job here when the mill shut down. She took the opportunity to go back to school. A federal retraining program covered her unemployment benefits while she was enrolled. Her state jobless benefits kicked back in after she graduated this June. She earned her bachelor's degree in social services, but she's been struggling to find a job in her new field. Back in her apartment in nearby Aberdeen, Washington, Lalonde reads from the speech she gave at graduation.
Remember this day and revel in the fact that we're all on a level playing field, only separated by time and circumstances, and not ability, hope, or promise. It's a totally different feeling reading it now. It kind of feels just like words. I really meant that when I was saying it, though. I was so full of hope, and I felt successful. Today, I don't feel successful.
That's because Lalonde assumed by now she'd be back in the workforce. Instead, her unemployment benefits have run out. A single mom, she's cashed her last check, and her bank account is almost empty.
Yeah, I'm probably about a month away from homeless. I've been looking for jobs that I never thought I would do in my life after obtaining my degree. So I'm scared to death.
Lalonde says the worst part is feeling like she's let down her 11-year-old daughter.
There's days when I don't get out of bed. And that doesn't mean I'm lazy. sometimes it just becomes too much.
According to the National Employment Law Project, an estimated 1.3 million jobless workers will exhaust their unemployment benefits by the end of this year. That means they will have used up the standard 26 weeks of benefits, plus several extensions. In many cases, a laid-off worker these days can draw unemployment for up to a year and a half. But in this economy, Democratic Congressman Jim McDermott of Washington State says that's still not long enough.
This unemployment this year is a lot like the unemployment in the 1930s.
McDermott is sponsoring legislation to extend jobless benefits for another 13 weeks. His bill would apply to the 27 states with an average unemployment rate of 8.5% or higher. It's passed the House and is now in the Senate.
Right now you have six people out looking for every job that's out there. And so it is a very, very hard job market to go into.
But not everyone supports yet another extension of unemployment benefits. More than 80 House members voted against McDermott's bill. Chris Edwards is an economist at the Cato Institute. He argues extending benefits can actually prolong unemployment.
It seems to me by increasing the unemployment benefits, you're reducing people's incentive to maybe take a lower pay job or maybe to take the tough decision to move.
Back in Aberdeen, Washington, that's exactly what Casey Lalonde is doing. She's got a line on a job in the oil fields of Alaska. She'd have to leave her daughter with her dad for 3 weeks at a time. But now that her unemployment benefits have run out, she says she has no choice. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.